Welcome to Think and Unwind with me, Nathan James. Existence. Wow. What even is it? Who knows? And that's kind of like what I'm going to be talking about. That and maybe afterlife. The concept of afterlife, not really necessarily different types or in which one I believe in, none of that, just more of the concept. You guys voted for this one. I might make another vote next time for, between the other two options, because I feel that they were pretty good. So we're going to see about that, but you guys really liked this one. I didn't expect you to. I actually had a few weeks ago tried to make an episode about this. It just came out bad. Like, it just, I don't know. I feel like I really didn't like it. So I scrapped it. I completely scrapped it. I don't know if I even, like, put an episode up that week. But whatever. So, existence. You know, the question that kind of goes into the question that was actually asked to me before I put it on, like, the poll was, like, how do we know we aren't living in a hell, like, right now, that this existence that we are in right now is actually hell? So I'm just gonna respond to that question quickly, and then let's see where I go from here, because I have not prepared anything, because I feel like maybe I'm going to try to experiment and maybe just see how I develop, like how I just let shit come out, bullshit just come out of my mouth. Just how well can I bullshit my way? Alright, so the question was, yeah, that, right? Like, how do we know if we're in a hell? I think I have a very quick and simple answer for that. Rich people. Who have, like, everything they could possibly want. And before you go, like, oh, but they don't have love, or they don't have respect. Well, that's their fault. You can be rich and have both of those things. So if you don't, it's your fault for, I don't know, being a hedonistic asshole or something. But that being rich doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a hedonistic asshole. So I think that's a very simple one, unless you would be considering that those rich people would actually be demons who are tormenting you or whatever, but I think that's going too far. I think that's going too far, because, you know, they're people, everybody's a person, and everybody's able and sometimes willing to do very bad things. We don't have to make them into monsters. They are people. They are humans just like us, but they're just assholes. And you can, depending on where you're born, you can advance easily through social classes. Again, depending on where you're born, because if you're born in, like, deep Africa, maybe, like, South Asia, and places like that, it's going to be pretty hard for you to ever actually make some good money, which is kind of sad, but I don't think you'd be listening to this podcast if you were in such a poor condition. So if you already have the time on your hand and the materials needed to be able to, the means needed to be able to listen to this stupidity, I think you're well off. You have a very good chance at being someone in the world. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't call it a hell. Like, I think there's much worse that you can have in this existence. There's so much worse, and there's also quite a few good things in this existence. So calling it a hell is just kind of like mean, if anything. Let's talk about that. Like, why would you want to call it a hell? That's because obviously you are, annoyed. You're unhappy. You're uncomfortable with the world as it is now. But why? Why are you so Why do you hate this world so much that you're willing to call it a hell, even though it could be much worse? Now, there's like the poverty, there's the crime, the corruption that allows for that crime, assholes in general, disputes and all of that. There is a lot of reasons for you to be annoyed, but should you be annoyed at existence? Or should you just be annoyed at humans? Should you consider this entire world a hell? Or should you consider us pieces of shit who need to learn what is right? And the reason I say learn is because, I don't want to get too much in detail of this, because, you know, we've gotta save some stuff for future episodes. Education, in my opinion, is the key to stopping us from being assholes. I'm gonna stop saying assholes. I'm gonna start saying dicks or cunts. We gotta diversify, right? So, yeah, it's just humans. I've noticed this a lot, and I don't know if there's a word for it. There probably is a word for it in psychology, because it happens so much, but it's the kind of like making monsters out of people, or making a quote-unquote monster out of your surroundings. And so it's kind of like blaming your surroundings or some kind of like crazy monster that's doing everything wrong, when it's not. It's just us. It's humans. We're shifting the blame. We're trying to make it look like we can't do such bad things. But no, it's not that we're in a hell, that we're being punished by divine beings because, I don't know, I guess we lived in another world somewhere else, and we were bad boys, so we were brought to this, and that's why we suffer. No, you know why we suffer? Because people are dicks to each other. That's why we suffer. That's why there are so many problems, because people are naturally very selfish. They're egoistic. Naturally, I say, and of course I'm generalizing, there are many people who aren't, but you just need a few people who are egoistic, egoists, and they can easily advance in society because they're not dragged down by actually caring about other people, so they can get power and do lots of stuff. It's people, and the bad people, they're not monsters, they're just ordinary humans. Hitler, not a fucking monster. He was a piece of shit, but he wasn't a monster. He wasn't a demon, a possessed man. He was a dude. Literally any one of us could have become a Hitler. Why? Because it's, again, I don't want to get too much into this because this is something else completely different, but just to kind of like sum up my belief in that would be that humans are taught what is good and bad, and experiences make them choose which path to take. For example, you as a kid, you are taught what is good and bad, and then the experiences you have while growing up make you choose to either conform to those rules or go against them. Well, that's it. I can speak about that another day. But yeah, so it's all about this making other, like, shifting the blame. It's us. We can't blame existence for that. That's not it. So now that we can't blame existence for it, what even is existence? I'm just going to be straight up. I don't want to have to get into that horrific philosophical debate about, oh, how do we even know we do exist? And how can we prove it? We all know we exist, right? We're not going to get into that. No matter why you think, or rather why you know you exist, be it because you're using the empirical argument, which is that since you can sense things, you are able, that means you must exist because you're able to sense. Or if you're taking like the rationalist one, if I can think, that must mean I exist, you know, like, I don't know if Descartes was a rationalist when it came to this. I do know he was a skeptic. But when he said cogito ergo sum, cogito ergo sum, you know, I think, therefore I am. And it doesn't matter why you know you exist, you know you exist, okay? I'm not going to be putting up with that bullshit of, oh no, but maybe we don't exist. And it's like, yes, we do. Okay, we do. Now, but what is this? Is this, you can, there's like there's many theories which are very interesting, because you can take the realist theory, which is what we see, the universe that we know, everything that exists, and it actually does exist as it is. But there's also the whole simulation, like the theory that we live in a simulation, a super advanced simulation, and we might be like an NPC, like a just a character in this advanced alien simulation. And honestly, there's no way you could prove against it. It might be fun to think about, you know, a good little thought exercise, but I don't think there's much else you can really do about it. There's also the same kind of concept, which would be the brain in the jar, right? And that actually you're not this body or whatever, you're just a brain in a jar having, what is it with what they do with the brain in the jar? I don't know, but I'm just going to say you're connected up and, well, you're like being forced to see everything that you're seeing and being tricked by like some people controlling your brain that's in a jar. There's maybe that possibility, but that's just, again, just that, those are just really just mental exercises that people, you know, propose so that you can practice creating arguments against it and maybe start analyzing a bit more the nature of reality. Bertrand Russell, I think that's his name, right, also had a little fun little thing, which was, how do we know we weren't created 5 minutes ago with all of our memories? Like the universe was just created 5 minutes ago, but it was created in a way so that it could look like it was created a million years ago, right? So, say, I don't know, a god created a rock, but he created a rock in a state which would only be found in other rocks that have developed in for 2 million years. But he created this one just like that. So to us, it's going to look like it's been 2 million years. We don't know that actually it was made 5 seconds ago. So it's kind of like the same with us. How do we know we weren't made 5 minutes ago with all of our memories? Because memories aren't like things that exist in the past or whatever. They're just little like sparks. They're not sparks. You don't get sparks in your brain. But just like electricity, right? Little signals going around in your head, in your brain. And that's happening in the present, and that's what's keeping you having a memory. So you could just be created with those. I really just forgot the word again. I'm so stupid. With those signals in your brain just now. So there's like the whole thing. And that's why it's kind of useless to think about the nature of existence, because it's not really going to change anything you do, is it? Like, say somehow you're able to prove any one of those theories, what are you going to do? Are you going to just change what you do? Like, would you really do that? Would you risk that at all or something? No, it's like you're just going to keep on doing your life and living it the same way, since it doesn't matter. The only time existence, right, would change how you act in the world, how you start like seeing things, would be when it comes to purpose. So let's talk about purpose. Oof, we can, like, purpose of life is such an extensive topic. It's I think specifically it would be teleology, but I don't know if that's just specifically about being created, like a reason for creation and not just a reason for existence. But I think it's teleology, which is, I think that's the term. But what is the purpose of existence? I'm just gonna give you my view. You can. I'm not gonna give you all the views because I'm not well versed in all the different things people can believe in as the purpose of life. I only have mine, which is an existentialist one. What is existentialism? It's I think a lot of people get it wrong, and existentialism isn't that you just it does have the base of there is no purpose in life. Like, there is no innate purpose of life. There is no base purpose of life for the entirety of humanity or for existence. There is none. But it doesn't stay there, because if it just stayed there, it would be nihilism. Let's actually, you know what? Let's do like a little evolutionary tree, because the way I see these like currents that I'm about to mention, these doctrines, is that they kind of like evolved with thought. So it started off with nihilism. One person found out there is no purpose in life. He said it. I'm saying it's a he. I don't know who it was. They said it. They were like, fuck it. There is no purpose in life. There is none. And he left it at that. That's nihilism. Nihilism, there is no purpose in life. Nothing matters. But then it upgraded later on into optimistic nihilism, which is what it's called when you then add to the whole there is no purpose in life, but that doesn't matter. Right? It's okay. It doesn't matter that there is no purpose in life. So you add that and you get optimistic nihilism. Because normal nihilism, people would get depressed all the time. They wouldn't know what to do. They'd have a massive crisis all the time. And normally they'd be very hedonistic because, you know, they were like, if nothing matters, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. While optimistic nihilism still, I think, would allow for people to be very hedonistic, but it stops them from being so depressed because it goes like, we don't need a purpose. We can go on without a purpose. And then I feel, again, this is the way I feel and the way I like to think about it to categorize it. I don't know if it actually did evolve in this way. The base was definitely nihilism, but I don't know if it went from nihilism to optimistic nihilism to now existentialism, which I like to say existentialism is just nihilism, but well thought out, like with a completed thought. And existentialism is there is no basic purpose in life, like, not in general, there is no base purpose in life, but you give yourself your purpose in life. It is you who find. So, your purpose in life is whatever you make your own, like, as your own. You find it. You give yourself a goal, and that is your purpose, is to just do, I guess. So it's not that much of there is no purpose. There is, it's just not fixed by a higher entity or by some divine power, or and it's not fixed for everyone the same way. Everybody has their own purpose, and it's whatever they make it be. I have many goals in life. One of them, which I would consider to be one of my purposes, would be acquiring as much knowledge and understanding as I possibly can in my existence. Because I'm passionate about it, and just because that's mine doesn't mean it has to be anybody else's. It doesn't. I have no reason to impose it on others, because since it's not a general purpose, they have no reason to be following it. So I have to leave them the fuck alone, because we're all just looking for happiness. We are all just looking for fulfillment. If they are able to do anything that makes them truly feel fulfilled, we have no business fucking with them. okay? Let them do it. As long as they don't fuck with you, you don't fuck with them. It's like that one person who said, my right to wave my fist around ends where my neighbor's face starts. You know, it's like, you can do whatever the fuck you want as long as you don't hurt anybody else. Okay, right? So just, I don't know. It's you find your own. My other purpose in life is also, I want to have a family. I really do. I really want to have a family. I want to have my own kid one day. Regardless of gender, I would enjoy a boy or a girl. It would be a different experience. If I could, I'd have both to experience both, because I feel like that would be very interesting. And you know what? Me being the person who wants to have all the knowledge and understanding that I can, having both would help a lot in understanding both males and females when growing up, right? So I would very much enjoy that. But you have to find your own, and don't lie to yourself. Many people might start lying to themselves to find an easy goal, maybe a more obtainable goal or purpose, or I don't know, but try to really think what makes you fulfilled. Because it's not only your desires, it's not just your desires, it's what makes you think whenever you die, you know what, I did good. If you think you can die and say, I did good, or I was doing good, then that's what you need to be doing. Whatever you do that would make you think that at the end of your life, that's what you have to do. I would say I did good if I, at the end of my life, have had super great understanding of multiple subjects, have discussed many things with many different people, and have evolved my own thoughts. I'd feel like, you know what, I did as best as I could, I'm happy, and I die happily. So there's like that. That's as much as I can give you in purpose of life. That's what I believe in. You just do it. Just fucking, just do it. There's not much more to it. It doesn't matter that there isn't a general one. Now, I feel like that. I myself am. I've said this before. I am religious. I do have a religion. I do believe in a God. But even then, I don't feel that we have a general purpose in life. I don't agree with the whole Christian, we exist to serve God. I don't believe that. I don't believe that because I don't feel like that would, that doesn't go well. There's a better word for that, but it doesn't go well with the whole concept of God being a loving, merciful, great, awesome dude. But we're his servants. We were created to be his servants. That sounds like an egomaniac. I don't know about you, but that sounds like an egomaniac. Somebody who created an entire race of people just to praise him. I don't think that's right. That doesn't go for me. So I feel like if he did create us, you know, and the hypothetical that a world exists in which God is the creator of it, I don't think he did it with a certain purpose in mind, but rather just created us because he wanted to fucking create us. I don't see why he needed a purpose other than he wanted us to exist. He wanted to have little intelligent people exist. He could just do it. I don't see why he would need another reason. You know, so I think it even applies in religion. Now that we're talking about religion, let's get into the afterlife, because the afterlife is very closely related to existence, isn't it? Because your afterlife can very much determine your actions during your first life, during your first existence, if you will, doesn't it? It does. Come on, it really does. Because say, let's go for the simple atheistic one. You just fucking die, mate. You just die. So you get shot, your brain stops functioning and you out. The signals in your brain have stopped, and so your consciousness, which is only your signals in your brain, shuts down. You're dead. There is nothing. That's the atheistic one, because it's completely scientific. It would deny anything out of what of the brain. Like, we have no our consciousness is just our brain, and there is no soul. There's the Eastern. I really find that Eastern philosophy and religions to be very interesting. I haven't read much about them, I will be honest. I've read a bit. I think I've read more than the average Westerner does. The average one. And that includes the majority of idiots. Okay? just saying. It does include the idiots. So I've read more than the average. But still not enough to get a complete understanding. But I do still find it very interesting, because it's so different from the Western way of thinking. The Westerners are so materialistic compared to how spiritual the Orientals are. Like, afterlife, for most Buddhists, Hinduists, and Jainists, am I saying that right? Jainists, they believe in, most of them, again, reincarnation. Reincarnation would be a pretty cool topic for a podcast, for an episode too, because it actually has a lot more. It isn't just, like, even Plato believed in a kind of, like, reincarnation and shit. That might be cool. I'd have to read up on it. But the Orientals believe, the Buddhists, blah, 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 they believe in reincarnation. And and they also believe that your purpose in life would be to, well, the ultimate purpose is to reach nirvana, which is breaking the cycle of reincarnation. That is your purpose. So in that religion, there is a fixed purpose for every living being, because, you know, an animal could be a reincarnated person. And they have this wheel. I think the wheel that I'm speaking about is very specific for Buddhism. I wouldn't know if it's the same for Hinduism. But in Buddhism, you've got, like, the little wheel, and it's six realms of reincarnation, you know. So the first realm being humans. Second realm, animals. Third realm being hell, which has 16 sub-hells, I think. Fourth one, did I already say? Wait, humans, animals, hell. Oh, hungry ghosts or pale ghosts. I think it's hungry ghouls or whatever. It's like a ghost who is like, it's so fucked up. You should look it up. It's so fucked up. Whoever thought about that, wow. That is such a fucked up, like, existence. It's so sad and so creepy at the same time. Wow. Then there's gods. You could reincarnate, apparently. From my limited knowledge, again, I don't know if you can actually become a god, but apparently you can reincarnate into a god. Or demigod. And all of that is dependent on your karma. Karma. Not really that sure what it actually is, but it's what kind of moves you around. And you can get karma in every single realm of those, and so end up reincarnated in another place. It's all depending on your karma. But you gotta reach enlightenment and nirvana, you're out of there. And I don't remember what happens when you do enlighten. I don't know if you just finally die or not. But I find it it's because it's insane. It's almost, I find it so cool because it's so insane. What Westerner would have thought about that? Like, you've got all the hipsters, like, thinking about, oh, what about reincarnation? I totally believe in that. That's so cool. Like, wow, yeah, that can totally be possible. Like, have you heard of the boy? The boy who remembered his past life and it and he remembered being a soldier, and they looked up the soldier, and it was him. I've heard the story of this boy so many times, I've started very much losing belief in his fucking story. I'm almost, I'd say I'm about like an 85% sure his parents just set up an elaborate plan and manipulated the kid into saying a bunch of stupid shit, because I don't know, man, that feels so weird to me. I'm 85% sure that happened. I'm not into that hipster shit, right? But that's kind of, I'm finding it interesting because of all of that just so weird thing. It's so spiritual. It's so spiritual. While for us Westerners, are the majority of our, like our biggest religions are Judaism, Islam, and Christianism. Be that Catholic or Protestant or Orthodox, doesn't matter. It's still Christianism. Those afterlives are all kind of the same. It's heaven, and heaven has never really been discussed exactly much about like what it would be, but it's essentially just paradise. You live a super happy life. You just live super happily with God. And that's very materialistic, because that's it. You know, we don't believe in our spirits being released or understanding the truth or anything. It's just we stop suffering. And that's enough to motivate them, which is very fun. I'm pretty sure all the three of those have a very similar heaven. Even like the pagans, like the Vikings with the Norse, believed in Valhalla. It's Valhalla, yeah, Valhalla, and which it's kind of like a heaven until Ragnarok, which then after that, it's no longer a heaven because they're dead, which is weird. I don't know why they believed in that. They just believed in the end of existence with the Ragnarok, but the afterlife has always been something so interesting for humans. It's also always been used as something to motivate humans to follow a certain life path, because if you are scared of a hell, you would do anything to avoid it, and if you are assured of the existence of a heaven, you will want to do anything you can to reach that heaven. So it's such a good tool. It's because religion is always going to be a very great tool. Even if I would support the creation of a religion, even if we found out that there is absolutely, like somehow, we found out that there is no God, we've got undeniable evidence about it, I'd go like, we still need a religion. Keep quiet about the no God thing, and let's make a religion. That way we can keep people in check, because it works. It stops a lot of people from doing shitty things, because, you know, maybe they're okay with going to jail, but they're not going to be okay with burning forever in a hell, right? So, it really controls people. Man, I really love discussing this with my friends or with my family, my brother specifically. I'm doing half of this with my eyes closed, by the way. Like, I'm very tired. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I hope you guys really like that. I hope you guys enjoy this. existence is such a, just this, why do we care so much? That's also like my question. Why do we care so much? Why do we suffer when we have no purpose? Right? Why do we need something? It's almost as if everybody wants to kill themselves, but have to find a reason not to. That's not true, right? Not everybody is just trying to not kill themselves. They are, you know, you can live life and not have a purpose. It's just experience. But then again, you could say that your purpose would be just experiencing, right? I guess it would be applicable to anything. Like that one guy, who I don't remember his name, is the purpose in life is whatever stops you from killing yourself. Pretty bleak, pretty dark there, but he ain't wrong. Is he? He isn't wrong. It like literally that would kind of be why you're still alive. That's why nihilists are kind of, how do you say, they're I not ironic, but they're my mind is going blank. What is it? Oh, they're contradicting themselves, because by saying they have no purpose in life and nothing matters, they still haven't killed themselves. And by not killing yourself, you're showing that you do have a purpose in life, that you have a reason to live, because you didn't just take your life, you must have a reason to live. So it's contradictory. It's kind of like the whole thing with skeptics, which was like being a skeptic, an absolute skeptic, is stupid, because an absolute skeptic says you can never know what is true or what is wrong. You can never assert anything. Yet that very sentence is an assertion. They're affirming something right there, so it's just a complete breakdown. And they wouldn't even be able to walk around in the world. Same with nihilists. A nihilist can't exist in a person if they're still alive. A true nihilist, what a true nihilist would do is kill himself as fast as possible. But they don't do that, so they're not really a nihilist, are they? They're just being pessimistic. They're just fucking depressed assholes who just have nothing better to do than just mope around and talk about how shitty life is. Life isn't that bad, all right? I've gone through that shit. I mean, I'm a teenager. Most teenagers have that stupid ass depression and trying to see a reason to go on. I've had that. I've had that too. And it's fucking sad. It really is. But you can just like remember, as much as you might think you suffer a lot, there are people suffering much worse than you. So you're pretty well, okay? And not to take away your suffering, of course, not to take away any pain you might have felt in your life, not to discredit any of it, but you can't say that you've never had ups. Like, you just can't. I think if you never had ups in your life, you wouldn't even know what downs are. Say, if you never, like, were happy at all, you'd think it's normal to feel pain. Because your entire life has been just pain, you'd think it's normal. But no, you know it's not normal, you know it's bad. Why? Because at some point you have felt happiness. At some point you have felt glad about something. You have felt great, you have felt ecstatic. I don't know. You felt loved, maybe you have felt love towards someone else. So it just, you know, it proves your life isn't as shit as you think it is. It just isn't. Depression can be a really badass bitch and that just lingers around when nobody asks them to. So get over it. I'm not saying get over depression. I'm saying get over that specific idea that depression might give you. You know, it might help you with your depression. It's good with psychotherapy. It's, you know, find a way, find counter arguments to your depression. And you know, it helps a lot. My friend, one of my friends, my best friend is all over the place, isn't he? But he has a bipolar disorder, and from my diagnosis, because apparently for some reason they didn't tell him which bipolar disorder he had. From mine, I think he has number two, which is he has depressive episodes, and then he has manic episodes. At least that's from kind of what he told me, I think. And he can be, those depressive episodes, by the way, aren't just a few seconds or minutes. They're like days or and hours. So like, but when he gets depressed, he gets like seriously depressed, like very, very, very depressed. And he finds no reason to do anything. He finds himself to be hopeless. And normally I speak with him there. I kind of go like, dude, you have literally no reason to be this sad. Like, I know you kind of gone through shit with your family, and I know you might be stressed a bit about how you're doing at school, but first of all, you're the one doing bad at school. You are doing it because you're being lazy as fuck. And second of all, fuck family. Like, it's not that big of a problem, dude. Sure, maybe there's a fight, and sure, it's sad that you might be like fighting with your family, but there are so many much worse things that could have happened to you. So be grateful that none of it has happened, and be grateful that you've felt quite a bit of privilege, because he also lives in the rich part of town, so he hasn't had that bad of a life as he wants him to feel. And that's another thing about depression, it kind of makes you want to be depressed. I don't know why I'm talking about depression, that has nothing to do with anything. I'm sorry for getting off topic, guys. But honestly, I'm just trying to extend the episode a bit, because I've lost things to talk about. I hope you guys like that. Alright, I'm gonna just sum it up, conclude. We know we exist because you know you exist. Don't act like you don't know you exist. There is no purpose in life, at least from my conclusion. Maybe you have your own conclusion. I would like to hear it. I have a Discord server now, which, if you don't know what Discord is, it's kind of like an app in which you can access different servers and you can chat around with people. And so I've created my own Discord server. You can DM me for the link to it. I will send it to you and you can join it and you can chat around with me and other people from the community. You know, just talk about all this kind of shit. And I would really like to hear what your purpose in life might be. You know, really think about it, because it's something very important in life. It's something that, again, keeps you from killing yourself. And I think not many people really like reflecting on it. And by ignoring it, they can find themselves hopeless because they have no longer any motivation to go on. So really do try to think about your purpose in life. And I assure you, there is one for you. You are going to have a purpose for yourself. Don't let it get into your head of, oh wow, I'm useless, I have no future, anything I do is stupid. No, that's not true. Ever heard of the butterfly effect? The tiniest action by anybody can have great effects in the future, okay? I know this personally because my entire life got changed by the trailer of a very shitty show on Netflix. Like, I opened up Netflix one day and I saw like the trailer for a show, like a stupid teen show, like a series, and it was very shitty. But the music, I really liked the music, so I looked up the music. Then I started listening to the music. I looked up the artist, and then Google started recommending, YouTube started recommending interviews with that artist. And that artist made me kind of, like, motivated to want to move to California and stuff. And then that made me think about my future, like, academics. And now I'm actually applying for much harder colleges, because I was applying before for a very simple... Not to give shit to any college, but it was not as demanding as I could apply for. I have really good grades. I have a very good ACT score. I could apply for some competitive ones, and maybe graduate from one of those. So it really changed my life, and that was just all from Netflix. One dude in Netflix said, "Hey, let's recommend this show to this guy." To Nathan, and he's gonna watch the trailer, and that's it. Him deciding that just changed my whole fucking life, okay? And that's like a very stupid example. You probably will do much more useful stuff in the future. So just meditate and think about that. Just when I say meditate, I don't think cross your legs and say om. I mean just like reflect on it. So. Yeah, I would also like to hear you about your arguments about existence or whatever. I've got the Discord. Come join me. I would be active, and it would be much easier than you just DMing me on Instagram. It's much more comfortable for me and much more fun too. I just plugged my Discord server. How fun! Wow. I also my I'm also maybe thinking about in the future doing a tiny like Patreon for like mini episodes. So it's like a Patreon. If you join, you would have access to like these tiny mini episodes. And for like certain topics in which I don't know about too much yet, or they're so specific that they would only be like 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, and that's it. So I'm thinking about doing that. I haven't done it yet, so you don't need to go to my Patreon, but it would be just patreon.com/NathanJames for the future reference. I will be doing that, maybe in the future. I'm going to need more listeners or whatever, but what do you guys think? Do you guys think you would enjoy that kind of like mini episodes, which would come out during the week? They're just bonus episodes, but you'd have to be a patron for it. Just tiny episodes, tiny ramblings. I don't know. Maybe it'll work. Am I selling out? Yeah, probably. I just want a bit of money for my fucking student loans, okay? Don't get mad at me for that. Whatever. I'm kidding, by the way. Yeah. DM me. We're going to see what I'm going to talk about next time. Who knows? I gotta go fucking sleep. I literally have my eyes closed. I can't open them. yeah. I hope you enjoyed this. I would appreciate any feedback. And, you know, any reviews. Remember to follow on Spotify. Rate me on Apple or whatever else you're listening to me on. Do whatever would be good there. I'd very much appreciate it. And maybe this can help reach more people and that way I can better my quality. And, you know, that would be fun. I'd really love discussing things with everyone. As I said, my purpose is reaching that knowledge and understanding. And I can't reach understanding if I don't know everybody's point of view. So that's me. I'm out. Nathan James here. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this. I love you guys. Bye-bye.